This is Energy of Business Moments with Michael Sipe, the show that takes you around the world to share interviews with some of the most successful and relevant people on the planet. Hear their stories and get the most important business lessons they have learned on their road to success, and get exclusive advice on how to implement their business success into your life and business. Energy of Business Moments is brought to you by the Strategic Advisor Board and your host, Michael Sipe.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the Energy of Business Moments podcast. I am your host, Michael Sipe. Today, I've got a great friend and business entrepreneur on the show for us. His name is James Fu Torres, affectionately known as Fu. And he is a great resource for a lot of folks. But more recently, he has been a specialist helping accountants, CFOs, and other specialists transform their business from just doing the business to becoming an actual advisor. Rather than doing the number crunching, they're actually advising their clients and creating alternate streams of revenue for their business. So James, we've known each other for a few years, but business evolves, innovate or die, and you have clearly innovated along the way. So welcome to the show. I'm really eager to dive into how you've transformed and then how you serve people today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I mean, you know, it's been over 2 years now. We've been in person a couple of times, and I mean, you've helped me with some energy related, like leadership things. And I want to talk a little bit more about that when we get into that part. But thanks for having me. I really enjoy every conversation that I have with you. And I have no doubt that this is going to be a great episode.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we've been on radio together. We've been on other podcasts. We've been at various seminars, workshops, events. So this is just a nice continuation of that collaboration.
Exactly. And we have a lot of things on the now with events now, everything coming back. I mean, we're going to have a lot of events online and also in person coming up. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, great. Yeah, and those will be in the show notes. So if anybody listening wants to hear more about that, you can check that out in the show notes. All right. Well, Fu, tell us a little bit more about your business. I just hit the highlights of it, but you clearly have found a niche where there are people that are really underserving themselves and they don't even realize it. So tell us a little bit about that business.
I'm a fractional CMO and a marketing coach, and it depends. And sometimes they overlap, and coach, consultant, you know, sometimes you just have to serve your clients on their needs. Ultimately, I become a trusted advisor for my clients, and I teach them how to do that for their clients. And just to kind of give you the elevator pitch, I transform accountants and tax pros to go from number crunchers to be trusted advisors. And basically I help them get paid more to think than to do. So rather than just, let me do a lot of tax preparation, bookkeeping, well, let me do tax planning, tax strategy, tax resolution would be almost like a lawyer representing your client. And with the IRS, that's a higher level of thinking of executing that is not just number crunching, right? Like I said before. So that is exactly what I'm focusing on right now. I'm a fractional CMO for a CPA firm, and I'm very excited about that. And in addition to that, like with my background in public relations and branding and my passion for health optimization, I do various things in those spaces.
Yeah, good. Well, that PR and branding expertise obviously spills over because, you know, we think of an accountant and we think of like somebody from the old days of like just punching in numbers, running the calculations through, writing it down on paper. Nowadays, it's all in the spreadsheets and automated software and stuff like that. And so as a business owner, we're like sending that our stuff off every month, automated probably to our accountant, and just hope that the accountant does what they're supposed to do. And then, you know, at the end of the year, we pay our taxes or, you know, file our reports and things like that. And so it seems like it's a very transactional relationship until something happens, right? And so sometimes we need that extra expertise, like, hey, we're about to be acquired in our business, or, hey, I'm thinking of selling my business, or, hey, I'm thinking of taking out a loan to grow my business. There are all these things that can come up beyond steady state. And so for an accountant or a CFO or other people in the financial space, they have an opportunity to do more than what we traditionally think of a transactional kind of relationship. So talk to me a little bit more about what it is that you think can really help some of those, what we would call traditional accountants out there.
So understanding that you can get paid a lot more to help people think through their problems rather than just do everything yourself. That's the first thing. The second thing is the positioning and unique selling proposition. That's a big thing that a lot of people, especially accountants, right now, as probably most people know, they don't have a lack of clients. There's actually my more like a shortage of accountants, so they don't have a lack of leads. And given that blessing, that kind of becomes a curse too, because it's like, well, I don't have a lack of leads. I can just always just take people. But then when you just take whoever, then you end up shooting yourself on the foot, because you're not making sure that you're serving your ideal client, so then you can build a business that would fit the lifestyle of your dreams. And that's what I advise to every accountant, tax pro, CFO, or even every business owner in general, is to really think about the life that you want to live and reverse engineer that. So it's not a matter of like, oh, like I just need to chase the money. And then from there, then I have money and now I can create the life that I want. Start with the end in mind. Just really focus on building a solid foundation, so you don't have to keep coming back to the foundation and keep changing things. So that's when the reason that we start with opportunity analysis and strategic marketing plan, and then that's where you're at right now, where you want to be. Let's pair those two with a strategic plan, like a strategic a high level view, not, oh, let's do Facebook ads or whatever, right? Like that's not a strategy, that's just a tactic. And then after we have that, then we go into that unique selling proposition discovery that ends with a validation. And when now you develop what exactly is what you want, then you validate your assumptions. And that's a very key thing that a lot of people are just like, oh, like I'm assuming this, I'll have some clients and that's it. I'm just going to go run it. And then they run Facebook ads and they don't get anything. And oh, what's happening? Well, you didn't validate it, right? And you can validate through paid advertisement if you're willing to waste money. But also, if you're not willing to waste a lot of money, use organic resources. Talk to at least 20 people or more and validate your assumptions. After you have that validation, that's when you can then move into doing things like a brand audit and the buyer's journey, the CRM segmentation, nurture, and you know what happens after you convert people into sales and so on. So that's, hopefully that wasn't too overwhelming.
No, that all makes sense. And of course, you know, at SAB, we talk about, hey, wealth isn't how much you get paid per hour. It's how do you grow your assets? And your business is potentially an asset, but if you're only getting paid per hour, then you're not really building much of an asset. So when you talk about developing a strategy and then going over the assumptions and things like that, what we're looking at is building revenue that's on top of or additional to the stuff that you're doing hourly. And eventually, to get to that life you lead, you have to wind back those hours a bit so that you can enjoy your time. And that means creating those revenue streams that will be either passive or new active streams that aren't tied to your hourly work.
Exactly. And that's gets me thinking about my favorite word right now, which is arbitrage. And I think everybody should really put a lot of intention into arbitrage, because there's only so much you can do as a technician, as a someone that is doing the things. So, and that's why, you know, going back to the being the trusted advisor, when you position yourself as a trusted advisor, regardless of what avenue you come in, like you can come in as a life coach, as a financial professional, right? CFO or coach or consultant. Or marketing, like I do, doesn't matter. Operations, right? Like, doesn't matter what avenue you come in, that's your main thing. But ultimately, you want to build such a good relationship and such a big amount of trust then now you can bring your network into things that you don't do. And that's the arbitrage part that could be either subcontracted through your company or just referral and just getting referral fees because you're basically giving them a closed deal because the trust. So that is you know how you can leverage that arbitrage and multiple different ways, whatever you know fits your style and what you want to accomplish.
Yeah. Arbitrage has such a broad meaning, but you gave it some context for where it is for these technicians or specialists are, and how they can really begin that shift, as you said, to becoming a trusted advisor.
Yeah.
So, Fu, we've had some talks ourselves, but more importantly, any entrepreneur, business owner, CEO, they have some great highs in their business and some great lows, some really deep lows sometimes, as the case may be. And so for any entrepreneur that's getting into the business or plugging along, doing okay, but then, you know, there are those adverse moments. And so being able to deal with that's important. And being able to talk through that from a mental perspective, I think is very valuable. So for you, you know, reflecting back on your time, what was sort of an emotional high, you know, that peak of the roller coaster, if you will, where you're just so jazzed about your business?
There's a few things that come to mind. I would say the first super high, obviously, was getting my first sale. 6 months in doing business and grinding and talking to a lot of people, and I got my first sale, and I was like, wow, like amazing. And I got it right. And then from there, it's like, oh, gotta keep working to the next one now because this is not gonna change a whole lot. I mean, you still got your first sale, got proof of concept, great, but we gotta keep moving. So that's one of the biggest highs. The second one then was when I got my first five-figure deal close. And then shortly after, I got another referral and I got another five-figure deal. And that shortly after, I quit my job, like my full-time job at Intel, and then I went full-time in the business. So obviously, big high. And I think that would be the biggest, even bigger than the first sale. But the first sale, obviously, is just a memorable that I'm never going to change. But that one was the biggest. I mean, I went full time, right? And I've been doing it since. So, yeah, those two.
Yeah, good. And I think what you're highlighting, too, is the time it took to get there and the effort you put into it. It wasn't like, hey, I started selling and like a couple of weeks later, I had my first sale. No, it sounded like you said, like it was like 6 months of you having conversations, having near sales, having heck no, I'm not interested, ghosting, all those hard moments
all of them.
To get there, right?
Yes, all of them. Definitely all of them.
Yeah, good. And then you know, from a down perspective where like, yeah, we are emotionally in the dumps. What was something that occurred for you that you'd be willing to share, that's something that really I think listeners could benefit from, in the sense of, hey, here was my low moment and here's how it transpired and here's how I got out of it.
I'm going to get a little bit vulnerable for a moment. And also to, it's kind of perfect that it happened with you. which is actually the last time that we had a schedule to record this podcast actually. And because I have such a good relationship with Michael Seip, I feel safe, let's say, right, to open up with you. And when I was feeling lost, and I just came back from Puerto Rico, and I was so happy over there, and I have some recurring revenue, but not that much. So like I needed to get another client to secure a contract. And I was just like, kind of like, I don't know what to do. I felt like pretty lost. And I don't know, I feel like hopeless. And feeling like, oh my God, I'm such in a good place in my business mentally and the knowledge and resources. But at the same time, like, why I'm not having this recurring revenue so I can just sleep at peace because I know I can pay my bills rather than still chasing a new project and just having like a monthly recurring revenue. And when I was one thing that like, you know, I kind of like, you know, I broke down. I was like in tears and stuff because every time that I talk to you, you kind of, you know what to say to really like get deep into the root of the problems rather than just the surface of them. And we got pretty deep and we didn't record the podcast. We just went that route. But I came out of the podcast or I came out of the conversation feeling a lot of hope. And the thing that the hope was the thing that got me out of that depression, that feeling depressed. And I know you literally saw me kind of snap out of it, which it was kind of crazy how I lit up. Like I was like, wow, like, and I learned so much. Like, I mean, if you can comment on that, that would be great. Cause I mean, you were there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this, you know, it's interesting you bring that up and I, you know, privileged to have had that opportunity to be with you and go through that because we do have these low moments occasionally in our business and it may be revenue, it may be purpose, it may be my market is changing, where do I go? Like
all of them too?
All of them at the same time, like, you know, right? Like it could be one of those kind of things. And so when we feel it on the surface, right? We feel upset or we feel dejected or whatever, but usually there's something else that's a little bit more, as you were talking about, there's more of a cause or core thing that's driving that. And it goes back, I think, a lot to the why we're feeling that way. It's Simon Sinek talks about why, like, what's your why? And the why here was more of like, I'm feeling this way because I had hoped that I'd be at so much revenue per month or that I'd be consistent or something like that. And so what we did was we shifted your perspective on how you can see opportunity when we're so focused internally, inward. I said it is internal, but it's also an inward focus. And when we broaden our perspective and we go wider in our focus, then we begin to see those opportunities. And we see those opportunities to collaborate or think of a new product we can offer, a new service we can offer, a new teaming arrangement. All these things start becoming opportunities for us. And to get to that point, the first step is hope, right? And then once you But hope, the hope doesn't pay the bills, right? But it does get you started. And then the next part is then you want to get to belief. And belief is more powerful than hope. And so hope can get us out of that sort of negative funk and then onto the path of looking for opportunities. And then from those opportunities, then we can go, oh yeah, I could partner with that person. Now I believe I can partner with that person and we can set something up that's going to be a great deal for our customers. So I watched that transformation in the call with you as you started thinking about other things that you could do. And I could see the gears in your head spinning. You're like, oh man, I could do this and I could do that. And so naturally you transitioned out of that. So I think that's a little bit of a synopsis of what kind of transpired on the call. Would you say so?
Yeah, no, you got it right. You know, it confirms things, right? Because you were looking at me, and I'm doing it right. So like, getting your perspective really helps. And definitely, I can confirm that you got it right. And it's pretty cool how I went, yeah, from like the hope to the belief, and then since then I was able. I was shortly after. I got a 1-year contract with being a fractional CMO for a CPA firm with an ideal client for me. So definitely I started there, but then it did turn into the money and to me being able to have predictable revenue and all that. So, yeah. And one thing that I want to add is just what I learned from it and how I internalize it, because I think that's a great takeaway from that is, and I even been sharing this is the fact that I had that conversation with you and made me feel that like I snapped out of that like depressive state or that like very sad state, like low energy state that we, you know, you have taught me, to be honest, right? Like, as a matter of fact. And I was just, okay, so what happened there that I can now use the next time that I get on a low level, like, you know, sad, depressed, whatever. And I was like, oh, so what's just the thought of the options that I had that I could implement, and I saw myself doing it and being successful at it, right? And I guess that, you know, that's where the belief comes in. Right? It looks like, oh, I believe that I can do this, not just, I can, but it's like, oh, I will get there because of this makes sense. Like, I internalize it, I can visualize it. So since then, I have very like small moments that I'm like burnt out energy wise, like I'm tired, and then I'm like kind of sad and stuff. But then I realize, and then I already automatically, okay, how can I feel happy? And I start thinking about what did I did that time. Okay, look, let's look for something that I can give me hope. And then after it can give me hope, how can I visualize that to believe that I can actually accomplish something that will get me out of the situation? And then from there, it's just kind of like almost like having a quantum leap from just kind of do that quantum leap to that moment and bring it to the present and just feel like that and then move from there. And when you can eliminate all those like the time that you would spend on just feeling sorry for yourself and all these things, and you then use that to be productive, then now that's what then ultimately gets the results, right? So eliminating waste, so to speak, is how I see it. And since then, like it's been crazy how I haven't got to that level, like low level again. You know, sad moments here and there where I'm still human, right? but I haven't got to that low level ever again. And that feels amazing. I mean, I came back here and now I told you all these updates and all the things that we kind of talk a little bit about, and we'll talk more and we talk off air, and yeah, like it's, I feel amazing. And so I think that was a pretty cool thing to kind of bring here, is kind of perfect fit that seems like it happened. So we could have this conversation, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And you made some really good points I want to emphasize. So first, that last point there of like, hey, that call that you and I had set us up for this podcast. Right. But at the same time, what you're highlighting is that every emotion we feel, those ups and downs, has an opportunity to have a purpose to it. What can we learn from it and grow from it? Right. And so sometimes we can get into a habitual rut of wanting to think and feel and do the same thing over and over again. And until we break that cycle, we're not going to experience something else. And so it ties back in very well to the quantum idea of the kind of energy we put out into the field is what we're going to experience. And so when you were talking there about like, yeah, I was going to my past and feeling gratitude for what I did have so that I could be in a higher energetic state right now. And then what that did is led to having that opportunity for additional growth here. And in this case, you know, another client. So this is the kind of thing that is a good example of why we have the different energy levels and why we, you know, can experience something different if we make that shift. And so that's all really good. Well, gosh, I'm also kind of curious too. You obviously have been working with a number of clients, even though you've got this specific niche right now. You've been doing a lot of other areas, you know, more from the marketing and branding side. So tell me a little bit about what kind of relationship do you build with your clients? Because obviously you're trying to get them to be a trusted advisor, but what is it that you're doing personally when you're interacting with your clients?
I look at the whole person concept. I don't look at, I'm just gonna stay here in my lane and just work on my little thing that you're paying me for and that I put in the proposal or whatever, and that's it, right? It's a matter of how can I help in a holistic way? And that's what took me to become a fractional CMO, and to be a trusted advisor, a coach, things like that, because it's not a matter of an element of the system. I want to talk the whole system. And obviously, within parameters of, we need to focus and set goals and set timelines that we're going to meet things and keep each other accountable. So it's not like I'm trying to do everything at the same time, but I try to be very holistic with my approach because I believe a lot on working harder on building or growing yourself as a person than work than your business. Because if you work, this is a quote that I got from a video and it impacted me a lot, was if you work hard on your business, then you can make a living, right? If you work hard on your job, right, you can make a living. But if you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune. And that's something that I really like, really impacted me and like took it to heart. And I said it a couple people because that's what I started doing a lot. And it's just, how can I focus on myself and be the highest value person that I can be? The health optimization is a big priority for me, and not just physically, but mentally. I started doing breath work. I started doing, because I was doing yoga, but then it wasn't enough. Then when I started doing the breath work with the meditation and really going inward deeper, rather than just putting a yoga video and just kind of like just 15, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, when I started going deeper into 20 minutes just here, that really allowed me to be more productive. And even like I'm even working less, but doing more just because I'm putting more time on myself, and then I can be more productive. So that's the approach that I use for my clients too, right? Like as I learn all these things, then I bring it to my clients and hey, we're talking about this, and I have a systematic approach, a customized systematic approach to what I do for revenue generation. But in there, I also say, hey, you know, kind of side note, I found this AI tool called Opus Clips. Like, you should definitely check it out. Like, you can even get 90 minutes for free. Check it out. Like, things like that that are outside that I don't have to do. Or things like the health side of things for helping with productivity, with shortcuts in the phone, or things like that that will then ultimately, if like, you can be more productive, you can be a high performer, I can help you different ways to be a high performer, then your business will naturally then take off, and then you can build the life of your dreams, right? Like always with the end in mind. So hopefully I was clear, because I
no,
touched
totally
on a couple
clear
of things.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of like providing value. There's the purchase price of value, and then there's the also the intangible values that you bring, and really what it talks about is the element of care you have for the people you work with, right? And so as a caring individual, you're going to go and be above and beyond what they actually paid for, and whatever it is that they need, you know, if you think of it, great, you'll provide that for them.
And one thing that I want to add in here, because you talking about relationships, and this is part of my process, it's actually part of like phase five. We'll have a six phase approach, which is what we call the phase five is stick programming. And in there, the main elements are that what do we do to build relationships over time, that it's not about over delivering on the work that we do, but what do we do above that to build relationships, like doing personalized touches, so your clients know and feel that you actually care about them and not just their money, and they're not a transaction but actual relationship that you care about them. And this is something that I saw from Dan Bolton that he shared from his personal experience, where he had a client getting amazing results, and then suddenly told him one day, oh, I was in this convention and I hit it up with this coach, and I'm gonna work with him because, I mean, we're gonna do some things and take it to the next level. And then he realized, like, he asked, and the reason was because he didn't feel like he had a very good relationship. So even though he was getting results, the relationship was as important to him. So that's something that I apply to like the way that I build relationships and the way that I teach my clients to build relationships, because then that makes everything else easier. Like when you go to upsells, cross sells, and orchestrated referrals, which it's getting referrals with predictability, not just hoping that people refer you because you're doing a good job. Those things become a lot super easy, almost effortless, when you have a very strong relationship with your clients. They just want to stay with you because they align with your values, not with just your program or your, you know, the business relationship that you have.
Yeah. Wow. Great points there. Those are awesome. Well, Fu, we come across many people in our lives, and you know, the question I always ask here towards the end of the show is like, hey, if you could meet anybody, deceased or living, who would that be, and why do you want to meet with them?
So first, not such a meet, but like meet again would be my cousin Brian. He was my best friend, and unfortunately he committed suicide in a very rough part of his life. And I wish I could he could see me now and he could be part of this journey. I feel like he would be very on board with what I'm doing right now and probably part of my business on him having his business too. And so that's something that I would really love to have a conversation with and just kind of like, hey man, look at how things are going. And the other thing, and I said this on another podcast too, is Alex Hormozi. For me, he kind of has become the gold standard for me and for a lot of people, right? And I know, to be honest, I feel very confident that I will get that. So it's something that I right now I want it and I want to I will manifest it. But you know, like it's not a reality yet, but it will. Just a conversation, just so kind of just say, hey man, like thank you for so many phrases that have changed my life almost, you know, and the way that I think and that constant kind of like when I see his podcast, it's like it helped me like embrace the suck, like we say in the military. And just go and embrace that very difficult times and know that through those difficult times, then coming out the other side of that is where the real magic, the real growth, the real fulfillment comes. So those are the two people that I would love to have a conversation right now.
Yeah, the word that comes to mind is impact. Your cousin
Always.
and him all had impact on you and continue to do so. Yeah,
Yeah,
awesome.
one thing I want to say about that impact thing is the way that I define success is by freedom and impact. If I have the freedom to do whatever I want to do in my own terms, and then I can have impact while doing it, that's how I define success.
Awesome. Great points. All right, well, Fu, how can, if people want to work with you, learn some more? I mean, there's a lot of free stuff you have out there, but how can they get a hold of you and find you?
So the easiest way, I think, is James L. Fu, FOO, like Foo Fighters. That's my username almost every social media. So that's the easier way. If not, then you can just put my whole name, James Fu Torres. That you Google that, I dominate. There's not another James Fu Torres in the world. So that's the easiest way to find me. And yeah, I have the podcast Moments with Fu. You can Google that and find me too. So yeah, those are the ways that people can connect with me. Just send me a DM, preferably, you know, connect with me on the LinkedIn, send me a DM on Instagram or connect with me on Facebook. Those are the three main ones that I check my DMs constantly.
Okay, great. Well, I'm sure people will get in touch with you. It'd be a great service to have that. And if they do get in touch with you, what do they get with getting in touch with you sometimes?
Yeah, so I mean being if you're looking for someone that can help you with being a fractional CMO or like you're looking for a fractional CMO to support you to become a trusted advisor to do higher level, not just chasing a lot of quantity of low level clients, but rather, and even those you can just arbitrage them and then move into higher levels. So especially anything in the wealth building or health optimization side of things, those are my two main things, especially, you know, accountants and tax pros. I just love the tax is the biggest cost that we're all gonna have, especially as business owners, that we can mitigate that. So I'm really very passionate about that. So and then for anybody that comes from here and tells me, hey, come from Michael Seip, the podcast or otherwise, I start every engagement with a needs assessment. That needs assessment, we go very deep into how you're attracting, capturing, nurturing, converting into sales, and what happens after the sale to build those relationships, like I mentioned earlier. So that's, you would separate like 2 to 3 hours typically for that. And that's a $2,500 needs assessment that comes with a report to then what to do short-term, mid-term, long-term that you can just go and implement yourself. And if you want to then have me to help you through the journey on a weekly basis or in monthly basis, on monthly retainer, then that comes after that, that needs assessment. So anybody that comes from here can get a 20% discount. Just tell me that you came from Michael Seip and be happy to honor that.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. Well, great having you on the show today, Fu. Great, great moments there, no doubt. And you have a great show as well. So I'm sure people will start dialing into yours if they haven't done so already, because you've got some great content available for them too. So again, thanks for being on the show today. It's super, super awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is it's always a good experience for me to talk to you. And this is far from the last time that we're going to talk. So this is amazing. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to Energy of Business Moments with your host, Michael Seip. Please leave your feedback and visit strategicadvisorboard.com to get the latest and greatest business advisement on the planet. Follow us on social media for updates, and we will see you on the next episode.